Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
This is Georgia Wrestling Now, and I am your co-host, Johnny Danger. This is normally the part of the show where I'd have a funny little intro to get you guys into the spirit of things, but seeing as how one of our guests tonight is one of the guys I hate most on this entire planet, all my energy is going to go towards trying to remain a professional tonight. So take it away, Jonathan Williams.
Hey, thanks, Johnny Danger, and I apologize for that, but you know, sometimes we just have to book according to what's going on in Georgia. But yes, my name is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, and I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving, Johnny Danger?
It was nice. You know, I spent some time with my family as I continue to heal from my various medical maladies. Nice to have some downtime and spend some time with my loved ones. I hope you got to do the same.
Yeah, I had a good time. Kind of low-key, but I did the past 3 days I've been coming down with a cold, and today is the worst day of that. So if you hear me sneezing or sniffling, that's why. But, yeah, in addition to TMZ, which is who Johnny Danger was referencing earlier, we also have Fry Daddy calling in, I believe, for the first time ever on Georgia Wrestling Now. But it looks like we are now being joined by Larry Goodman, so let's go ahead and bring him online. How you doing tonight, Larry?
I'm fine. I think better than you. You do not sound good, but if it's like my recent cold, the third day was the worst, and then it got better from there.
Oh, okay, good, because this is the third day for me.
I have to ask Johnny Danger, though. Man, the photo on the radio show website, your eye looks fucking hideous. I mean, is it really that bad?
Yeah, if it's the one I'm thinking of, at one point in time it was that bad.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that was pretty soon after the attack. Fortunately, I am healing up nice. I've been seeing some specialists, and hopefully I'll be back to the same old handsome son of a gun y'all know and love.
Yeah, pictures from about, what, 3 weeks ago or something? But, yeah.
Yeah, it was 3 or 4 weeks ago the last time PCW was in Porterdale.
Good grief.
So, Larry, did you get to see any wrestling over the past few days?
Well, as you may know, I was at Peach State Saturday night, and the report is up on gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com, which I now know can be accessed from Georgia Wrestling History, so it's very easy to find. But it was a really good show, but what's been sticking in my mind is Rick Michaels' promo after the main event, where he, it was really interesting. At first I thought he'd been through some kind of conversion therapy, and he wasn't gay anymore. But then what it really turned out, what he's really saying is he's not one of those guys who wears glitter and, a low-life fairy. So,
at least not anymore.
Pardon?
At least not anymore. He was for a while.
Right. He's saying he's not like that. That's exactly what he said, that he wasn't like that anymore. So it's interesting in that based on that, he's got the Carrollton fans behind him. So, every family's got gay people in their family, I think most do, and the people in Carrollton are no different, and here they are supporting him. It's not like he went out and said he wasn't gay anymore.
Well, it's hard to explain those Peach State fans at times.
I'll tell you, it sure is. I mean, they're totally behind Rick Michaels. All is forgiven.
And I think anybody's got to respect a man, and Rick Michaels, he is a man's man, and no pun intended there.
Right. Yeah, and it's working. So good for them. It's good to see a promotion that's really, I think, really picking up their game and has things going on there really well. Just one other thing, on a very serious note, Mike Norris, the host of Peach State Pandemonium, is in rough shape, and Rich Tate has a post up about that, so I just want to wish him well. I don't know Mike well at all, but what I do know is what is consistent with what is posted, that he's a really nice guy, just a good guy, and really smart about pro wrestling, particularly the Gulf Coast area. So I just wish him really well.
As do I. Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't been keeping up with things over the past couple of days because I've been mostly sleeping, and I did spend some time watching the new History of WWE DVD in my while I'm ailing, which is pretty interesting. I don't understand why it's called 50 years or whatever, 50 years of sports entertainment history, because I believe it starts in the 40s or 50s, the documentary itself. And at one point, there's some old footage from the 80s or 90s of Mr. McMahon saying that WWF had been providing sports entertainment for 63 years or something like that. So I'm a little confused about that, but it is a pretty entertaining documentary, and it's got some great matches included as well.
Well, you know WWE, they can do whatever they want with history, and they always do.
Of course. Yeah.
No doubt.
Well, while we got you, Larry, are you gonna be on for a little while, or did you just call in to give us some updates about Peach State?
Well,
and
I do not want to take up too much time, but I'm curious about TMZ. Like, what's the deal here?
I'm curious about that myself.
So
yeah, well,
I would like to listen to what they have to say, so that's about it.
Oh, well, it's TMZ, the formerly known as Montez, I guess, in PCW. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, yeah. Good guy. Yeah.
Well, Johnny Danger would probably not agree with you there.
Oh, sorry.
No, he's a great guy. It takes a real man to, you know, put their hands on somebody's wife. Somebody, you know, whose husband is blinded, by the way, takes a real man to stand in the ring and throw acid in somebody's face. And no, Montez didn't do that directly, but he's associated with those guys. And as far as I'm concerned, that makes him just as guilty as the rest of them.
So, yeah, well, hopefully we will hear from him. I tried to get in touch with him to confirm that he would be calling in tonight, and he didn't respond to my text messages, but he did confirm a few days ago, so hopefully that was good enough. But yeah, it's not TMZ, the gossip reality show thing or whatever.
It's the guy who used to be Curry Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was a good guy as Curry Kid. I'm sorry about that, Johnny Danger. He was a good guy back then. I don't know what happened to his mind.
I don't either. You know, this is a long time coming. In the final days at PCW at the Academy Theater in Avondale, that's when he started this TMZ crap. He called it the Montez Zone. He'd come out and just talk shit about anybody on the roster. I didn't like it then. I like it even less now.
Well, we did have him on the show, I guess, a year or so ago. Just to clarify who his – I mean, obviously he was Curry Kid because he was unmasked, and that was the beginning of his – of the Montez character, so to speak, but there is still a Curry Kid out there, and according to TMZ, when he called in last time, there are multiple people that wear that mask, so I know he wrestled at that Wild Bill show a month or two ago, and I believe Curry Kid still wrestles at WWA4, so supposedly it's not the same guy, but...
that kind of sucks. I mean, really, if other people are stealing his gimmick, that really sucks if that's really the case. But
well, I think it's under his he's given him permission to do it, or he's still kind of in charge of that gimmick, so to speak. But
wow.
But it's hard to believe a thing a guy like that would say sometimes, so you never know.
True enough.
But yeah, he's supposed to call in at 7:30, but before that we've got Fry Daddy calling in, who, as you may know, was the former NWA the MAX champion, and I forget what MAX stands for, Metro Atlanta Excitement or something like that, before losing that title to Johnny Danger's tag team partner, Matt Sexcells. But he'll be wrestling Stupid this Saturday at UIW show, and then he's back at NWA Atlanta the following weekend. And I think we've got him now, so I'm going to go and bring Fry Daddy on the line. Fry Daddy, how are you tonight?
Doing good. How about yourself? How y'all doing out there? You and Fry Daddy Nation?
Fry Daddy Nation.
Yes, sir.
I hope the Fry Daddy Nation's doing well.
I hope so, too.
But we're doing okay. Yeah, I guess, first off, you mostly have wrestled at NWA Atlanta, so I'm guessing Crew Jones has had a lot to do with your training. Is that right?
Yes, sir. He's helped me through thick and thin of this wrestling business and basically trained me to be, you know, going to be one of the best out there today.
Okay, so were you the first NWA Atlanta MAX champion? Because I think that was a relatively new title.
Yes, I was the first one. That was the inaugural gauntlet match during the War Games. And I was the first one, and the MAX stands for Metro Atlanta Extreme Champion.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, there's some controversy behind it when I lost, because John Alina Danger, MAX Sexcells' manager or tag team partner or whatever they call themselves, life partners or whatever they call themselves, you know, he had a little bit to do with it. So the next time I see him, I'll make sure and talk to him personally.
Well, hold up a second, Fry. This is Johnny Danger right now, and
John Alina Danger.
Sir, this is Johnny Danger. I don't know where the disrespect is coming from. I'm actually a big fan of yours, and I got to be honest, I'm not familiar with the events that you're referencing right now.
The events? Oh, okay. I think there's a big gash on the top of my forehead from what you did, but sorry, buddy. I guess you got a little amnesia, but it's cool. It's cool.
Hey, Matt Sells is a heck of a competitor. If he roughs you up a little, I'm sorry to hear that, champ, but I'm sure you'll get your rematch.
Yeah. I appreciate all the niceness you're talking right now. I really love it.
Hey, like I said, I'm a big fan. I wish you well, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. I appreciate you being a big fan. I have a nice T-shirt waiting for you the next time I see you.
I'd like that. I'll wear it proudly.
I'm glad you would.
See, I like that. We're making friends tonight, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jonathan.
You're good at that sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, Fry, you mentioned, getting your rematch. Do you know when that will be?
No, I don't know when it will take place. But I will be a part of the big 20-man Battle Royal on the 14th. And the winner of that will get a shot at the NWA Georgia Heavyweight Championship. And I think I'm about to win that one, too.
Well, if you win that one, would you focus on that, or would you still want to go back and win that MAX title back as well?
I would like to go back and win my MAX title, but if that has to be on the back burner on my way towards the Georgia Heavyweight Championship, that I have to do.
Well, not to get too far ahead, but go ahead and tell us about that match or that show on the 14th. That's
The 14th. It will be held at the Southern Crescent College in Griffin, Georgia. It's on. It's at the Taylor Street Gymnasium. It's 234 East Taylor Street, Griffin, Georgia. It's a benefit show. It's basically one of my good friends, Trevor Alexander. He died of cancer, and it's a benefit show for his scholarship fund.
All right, and that's December 14th, but before that, you are at UIW, and I believe, is this going to be your first time at UIW this Saturday?
No, this will be my third time at UIW.
Okay.
The last time I was there, I fought Cameron Cade, And this time I will be taking on Stupid. And it's pretty, I think it's going to be a pretty good match as long as Tweety doesn't get involved. You know, she gets involved in a lot of people's matches, but I don't think she'll get involved with mine. I think it'll just be between just me and Stupid that night. I hope so. Because I might have to bring one of my managers. No, I'm just playing. Nah, I'm not playing.
Well, what makes you think she won't get involved in your match this time?
I think the fans will basically get involved with her, and they'll take care of her. I hope Tweety doesn't get involved in this match, please, because I want it to be a good one between me and Stupid.
Have you wrestled Stupid previously?
No, I haven't. This will be my first time wrestling Stupid. That's why it looked like it's going to be a pretty good match. I heard he's a very, very good competitor.
Yeah, surprisingly so. I mean, to look at him, you wouldn't necessarily expect that. But
oh, this guy, oh, he looks like he's not going to be, you know, that good of a competitor. But when he gets in the ring, oh, yeah, he's nice.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else going on in the next few weeks as far as wrestling goes?
I will be at AWN on Friday, this Friday, down there in Fort Valley. I'll be down there this Friday and UIW on Saturday, and that's about it. And then next Saturday I'll be NWA Atlanta in the 20-man Battle Royal.
Do you know who you're facing at AWN?
No, not yet. Last weekend I fought Fred Yehi, and it was basically Dom, you know, match of the night. It was really good because he's a great competitor here in Georgia, and to stay up with him is almost like you're running a marathon, and it was a great match.
Yeah, well, I can imagine if the two of you got in the ring together, it would be good.
Yes, sir.
Well, tell us a little bit more about when did you get started training?
I got started 2 years ago under Crew Jones, and he's basically just shown me the ropes with him and Andy Anderson together. They've shown me the ropes and basically, you know, worked on my craft and tried to better myself. That's why I always watch old school wrestlers like Ric Flair. This guy, he's not old school, but he kind of fights old school, Kurt Angle. And some new school guys like CM Punk and Daniel Bryan, I always try to watch some of their craft and try to basically get moves away from them and try to tweak my moves and try to put a little Fry Daddy swing onto it, so I say.
Yeah, and
the Fry Daddy swing. Can you tell us where the name Fry Daddy came from, man? I got to know.
Okay, the name Fry Daddy is actually a negative that I turned into a positive, because when I was younger, I was always that fat kid growing up in high school getting picked on and all that. So my last name is originally Fry. So they used to say, well, he looked like he eat a lot of fried food because he's so fat and everything, and the Fry Daddy was basically the it thing back then. And you had fried chicken. You could fry anything in the Fry Daddy. So they basically called me Fry Daddy. And I loved it. I was one of those kids who was like, okay, you can call me Fry Daddy. I don't care because I love that name. So I actually turned the negative into a positive.
Now, I know we don't always see eye to eye, but I cannot picture an ounce of fat on you, man.
Yeah, how did you get to the physical state you are now if you used to be a fat kid?
It's called hard work and dedication. Hard work and dedication and eating right. If you don't do any of that, you're not going to get anywhere, you know, in wrestling or anything. So I used to come home, run 2 miles a day, and then after work, I would go straight to the gym. And I'm a gym rat. I stay in the gym. So that's how I turned into what you see today.
So what is the current Fry Daddy diet?
The current Fry Daddy diet is full of chicken, fish, brown rice, and lots of veggies. And no sugar. No sugar whatsoever. Nothing but water.
Did you stray from that at all for Thanksgiving?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
What was your
main...
You
know, on Thanksgiving, you got to splurge.
Of course. That's what makes it Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
What was your motivation to get in better shape?
My motivation was basically on both of my sides of the family, I have diabetes and I have high blood pressure on both sides of my family. So I'm like, I'm not going to fall in that category. So I'm going to do whatever it takes for me not to get diagnosed with any of that. So that's why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. And basically it helps me in the ring and it progresses me to be what I am today.
Did that start at the same time that you started training to wrestle, or were you getting in better shape before that?
My training started before wrestling, but it got better with wrestling because I pushed myself harder because I was like, I'm not going to let certain guys out there try to outdo me or anything like that. So I'm going to basically stay in tip-top shape and tip-top performance to basically be one of the best here. And that's my goal.
You mentioned that you started training about 2 years ago. When did you actually get in the ring in front of an audience for the first time?
I would say about a year ago. A year ago, I stepped in the ring. And it was exciting and nervous at the same time. It was very, very nervous because I was like, I've never been in front of a lot of people like this other than football. But performing and wrestling during my dream, I was nervous. But I went out there with the win, and it was a great experience, and I still love it to this day. I still love it.
Do you remember who your opponent was in that first match?
It was one of Akbar's assassins, or I forgot what his name was, because he was always trying to get after me or for some reason, I don't know. But I'm glad all that feud is over with and he's gone.
Cool.
Now,
well, Larry,
about all the places that you have wrestled and you're going to wrestle in, is there somewhere you want to go that you haven't been yet?
I had two matches at this place called PCW. I've had two matches there. I would love to come back there and wrestle. And trying to think where else I would love to go. I think that's about it right now. PCW. I want to see how they orchestrate and basically how they get things done down there in Porterdale.
That's
so you never know.
Friends. Now maybe I can make some calls for you.
Make some calls.
Larry, did you have anything for Fry Daddy?
Yeah, I was just curious from your training with Crew Jones, is there anything he drilled into you as far as things not to do as a pro wrestler?
Don't let people get to you or people try to bring you down because basically it's a lot of politicking going on, but don't let anybody try to, you know, walk over you or anything like that. Basically try to stay in tip-top shape and tip-top performance at all times and make sure always to be prepared no matter what.
Did he say anything particular you needed to be prepared for, that particular things?
Basically, to always be ready for no matter what, because if you come to a show or anything like that and you're not prepared, that means you're not basically a wrestler or you want to be that wrestler in that particular field. Always be prepared. Always, with anything that you do. That's what he's taught me.
Have you done any training with anyone else, or has it just been with crew?
It's just been with crew. But now we've all training right now with Jay Fury. He's helping us out now, too.
Oh, okay.
And I've
learned
a lot from him.
I had heard that crew was going to be stepping away sort of at NWA Atlanta, so I was curious who was going to be taking over.
Right, Jay Fury.
Okay.
And
you know
he's
why
taught
crew
us
is,
a lot. Huh?
You know why crew is stepping away?
Business.
Okay. What would you say
the way Jay teaches differs from how crew teaches? Are there any big differences?
There's a lot. There's a big difference because Jay tries. Jay gets you in basically your fatigue factor. He taps into that part, like that part when you're in a match and you're almost tired to the point where you can't go anymore and you bust through that wall and you just keep on going. Jay does that for you. He gets you basically endurance and basically fatigue-wise to the point where when you think you're tired and you think you can't go no more, oh, you still have a lot left. So Jay teaches you that part, and I love that part about it.
How long has Jay been helping down there?
Jay has been down there for the last 2 months helping us out.
Johnny, he's also training at PCW, right?
I did for a time, yeah, and I can certainly back up what Fry's saying there. I've had classes with Jay where, you know, I'm flat on my back gasping for air, and he will you to get up and keep going, and it's a beautiful thing.
It's one of the best things about pro wrestling. It basically pushes you to the point where you think you're done. Nah, you still got a lot left of you, and I love that.
No doubt.
Well, Fry, for someone who's only been wrestling for about a year, you've come a long way in that year. You've talked a little bit about wanting to work at PCW and wanting to get the Georgia title and all that, but are there any other specific goals you have in mind for the next year since we've got a new year coming up?
There's a new year. I expect big things for the Fry Daddy Nation. I expect big things to happen. You never know. Just stay tuned. Stay tuned.
All right. So you are at AWN on Friday. Friday. You are on Saturday and then NWA Atlanta the following Saturday. Do you have anything else going on for the rest of the month?
That's it for this month. I just can't wait till next year. See what pops off next year. What surprises or anything we have in store for me and the Fry Daddy Nation.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in. Do Johnny or Larry, you guys got anything else for Fry Daddy before we let him go?
No, I think that pretty well covered it for me.
Yeah, it was a pleasure talking to you, man. I wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, thanks
for calling. It's been great talking to y'all, too.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, buddy.
All right, and I guess we'll take a commercial break, and hopefully we'll be hearing from TMZ, a.k.a. Montez, in just a few moments.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Red Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with my co-host Johnny Danger, and tonight we're being joined by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com's Larry Goodman. Guys, while we wait for TMZ to call, which may or may not happen, let's talk about other shows. Well, I guess, Johnny Danger, why don't you talk a little bit about the show on Wednesday that PCW is doing at Actors Express?
Yeah, I'm real excited about this show. It's PCW's much-anticipated return to the Atlanta area. As you said, it's going to be this Wednesday at the Actors Express. And there's some great talent on this show. The announced matches that I'm aware of right now, we've got Casey Kincaid taking on the man that concussed me and put me out of PCW, Siler Cross. We've got the Washington Bullets against Brian Blaze and De La Vega. We've got Supernatural going up against Shane Marks. Of course, it was Supernatural that defeated Shane Marks earlier this year in a tournament for the PCW title. No titles on the line between them two tonight, or that night rather, just pride and bragging rights. But there is going to be a PCW title match. That's the championship day with Jeff G. Bailey defending against another former champion, the Monster Grotesque. I will be there. The Exotic Ones will be there. And TMZ is going to go one-on-one with my buddy Marco Polo and hopefully get his teeth kicked down his throat.
Which incarnation of the Exotic Ones is going to be there?
I believe it is actually going to be Simon Sermon and Rick Michaels.
Okay. Didn't they?
Yeah,
just
I can't quite figure those two out. But
fought in a cage the other night, didn't they?
Yes, this was inside a steel cage. They went 20 minutes. They both bled. Real good story match. And, you know, as mentioned earlier, the crowd was huge for Michaels going over and winning the title. And then, shockingly to me, really into seeing a rematch on the heels of a 20-minute cage match with both of them bleeding. They still wanted to see a rematch. I think that's pretty incredible. So that'll take place on December 28th. But also this weekend coming up, well, one thing, congratulations to the Washington Bullets. They're booked for FIP the Tampa area and Orlando back-to-back Friday and Saturday. So, you know, good for those guys. And then we've got Empire running in Rossville, Deep's Southern Championship Wrestling running in Blue Ridge, and the aforementioned Platinum Show in Porterdale. Oh, UIW in Villa Rica also, the return
right.
of Usual Suspects.
Yeah. Well, I sent out a text message And we've got Chuck Porterfield from PCW now filling in for TMZ. Chuck, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We were just talking a little bit about the show on Wednesday, but I'm curious, in particular, what is Dan Wilson's role in this show?
Well, it's something we're trying out. It's kind of a new thing where essentially it's going to be like the course of the Shakespearean play. And I describe it as kind of being a PCW. So.
Chuck, you're breaking up quite a bit. You still there?
I'm here.
You sound terrible, Chucky.
Chuck, this makes for bad radio. Come on.
Well, maybe do you know anything about that, Johnny? I didn't catch any of it, really, except for it's a new thing that they're trying.
It was breaking up for me also. Unfortunately, I'm not aware of what the Reverend Dan will be doing. Look forward to finding out, though.
Whatever it is, it'll probably be good. I mean, I assume he's going to be some sort of a narrator of, I mean, I don't want to put words in Chuck's mouth, but something like that, some sort of a special guest host role.
I could see that. I mean, this is a theater atmosphere like the Academy Theater shows, and we're going to try to get back to a little bit of that as opposed to just a straight-up, you know, Southern-style wrestling show we have in Porterdale. I think that's what the Atlanta fans kind of expect from us, so I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it is, Larry.
I heard that tickets are moving well for this show, so that's a good sign. Obviously, on a Wednesday night, you know, kind of a difficult thing running midweek like that, but if it works out, fantastic. So hopefully that's true, that tickets are actually moving for this thing.
That's what I've heard. They are still available. It's $10 general admission. And again, that's at the Actors Express, 887 West Marietta Street in Atlanta. And it's not just going to be the guys I mentioned. You know, there's going to be a lot of surprises, I think. Maybe some other past PCW faces we haven't seen for a while. You'll just have to come down to find out.
Yeah, I want to post up the card because it's not up on the site. Who did you say Siler Cross has on that show?
I'm seeing Siler Cross versus Casey Kincaid. There's a page on Facebook called PCW Mythos at Actors Express.
Gotcha. Okay, great. I'll reference that. Thank you.
Great.
So, Jonathan, we're doing what we can to fill time here. Do we have somebody calling in or what?
Well, I'm going to text Chuck again. I'm guessing he was driving or something.
And if TMZ can't make it in, you know, maybe Quasimandisco is listening. Maybe Caden Knight's listening. Maybe DeAndre Jackson's listening. Somebody call in because I'm pissed off and I want answers.
Well, hopefully they're listening.
Not to hijack the show or anything.
By the way, another kudos thing is for Corey Hollis. I don't believe they've posted up another episode of PWX, but the guy's getting a hell of a push over there. It's great to see. They got him. They're giving him interview time, and he's contending for the title that Caleb Conley has. They had a hell of a match on TV the last time. So that's a nice internet show that they got going over there. So check it out when the next episode goes up on Georgia wrestling history.
How does he do in interviews? That's not something that has previously been a strong point for him, really.
No. I think he's coming across well there. You know, it's sort of an athletically based kind of thing they're doing, and he's been screwed out of the title, in his opinion, and I think that's working well for him there. I think it's a good spot for him. And, you know, it's not a place where they have big guys, so his size is really not a factor there.
Yeah. Well, Georgia guys are getting out everywhere these days.
Well, of course, actually, he's an Alabama guy, but he does quite a bit of stuff in Georgia.
Yeah. I guess, is he still doing a lot of Anarchy shows?
He is. I think he's there most times, unless he's got something else going, basically, he's in Anarchy.
Well, I guess that reminds me, I saw that Anarchy has Matt Stryker coming in for their December 28th show.
Yeah.
He's doing a seminar. We're trying to get him on the show, not next Monday, but the Monday after that, to talk about that, among other things, of course. But that looked interesting. And
he
then,
must be quite the traveler.
Yeah. Did he ever – I don't know his history prior to Deep South Wrestling. Was he a local indie guy then? Or
No. Northeastern guy. He was the guy who was supposedly, if I remember correctly, teaching school up there, and there was some kind of an issue between him telling the school one thing and then working wrestling as another thing. And it was through that he got in. Well, not, I'm saying not through that, but he wound up at Deep South for a period of time. And I understand now he's in L.A. because he's doing some announcing for Championship Wrestling from Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah, and he, that's been his latest thing that he got hooked up with was that. So I believe he must be living out there.
So he knows Dan Masters then, possibly.
He does. They're part of the same gigantic announce team that shrunk down to almost nothing and left Dan Masters in the play-by-play role or with the last TV, which is something he does not like doing, but they lost, you know, a lot of the people couldn't be there, Stryker being one of them. So there you go. So the episodes that are currently airing or will be airing have Dan Masters as part of the announce team.
All right. Well, one reason we had TMZ or someone from PCW calling in was to talk about, of course, Wednesday show and then Saturday show and then that big show the following weekend with Empire in DSCW. Johnny's not part of that, but do you know, do you have any more details about that show at all?
I did see a few things listed that I'm searching for right now. I know some of the names advertised are Supernatural, Shane Marks, Siler Cross, Casey Kincaid, a rookie by the name of Adrian Armour, who shows a lot of potential from the PCW side of that show. I understand it's going to be three shows in one. One ticket gets you into all three shows. So it's going to be a great time.
We have somebody. Let's see who we have. Thanks for calling. Who do we have on the line?
You got TMZ. You thought I wasn't going to call, but you know what? I said, you know, I got to call because these people been getting on my Facebook. They've been trying to reach me, text me, talking about all this Johnny Danger and this PCW stuff. And I said, you know what? Let me go on the call and represent Maine. So you know what? You got TMZ on the line, which you need to know, and I'll put it out there for you.
All right. Well, Johnny, I'll let you start this one since you've had a lot to say about TMZ. Oh, well, we've got Chuck Porterfield joining us again as well, but go ahead, Johnny, ask TMZ something or tell him
something.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. I'm dying to talk to the guy, actually.
I'm right here, Johnny.
Okay, let's get right down to it then. So let's start off with two shows back. You guys make your debut as a unit. I'm out there just having fun. You know, Quasi's got to come out in a dress. That's his problem. We're out there having fun. You guys hit the ring. Your buddy Caden Knight throws acid in my face. You want to play that off as self-defense? It's bullshit. I wasn't anywhere near Quasi. It was premeditated. Who comes in the ring with a vial of acid in their hands? What is wrong with you guys? Plain and simple. Answer the question.
Simply, I'm going to tell you why we did it. Out of everybody in the PCW locker room, from Mason to Chip Day, the only person you put in a dress had to be a black man. Why was that, Johnny Danger? I call you a racist, and that's why we did what we did. And you say you were just having fun, but I don't think you were having fun. I think you were just being downright racist. And the only way that you can see it from our eyes is if you got what we like to call a black eye. And so what we did, that was just a message to you and everybody in the locker room that you don't do stuff like that. If you don't put a black man in a dress and you think it's funny, like other people ain't going to stand up, he's not even a professional wrestler. That man is a manager. He's a mouthpiece. All he does is talk and entertain these people. And you tried to embarrass this man. That man has a family and he has kids. And what you did was try to embarrass and humiliate that man. And I had to come out and I had to teach you a lesson. I know I had been gone from PCW for a long time, but I couldn't wait to come back after what I heard Johnny Danger doing. I said, first of all, who is Johnny Danger? Johnny, you in danger. You know what you did was wrong because Your silence speaks for itself.
Okay, let me stop you right there. You're calling me a racist. Who are my best friends in PCW? Dynamite Soul, Marco Polo, the Washington Bullets. What color are they, TMZ?
The only reason they're your quote-unquote best friends, I'm sure it's probably because they give you a ride to the show or you probably eat chicken or something with them. But when you get around your white buddies, you want to talk about everybody. The Washington Bullets. Who, look at Trey with all them tattoos. Who is John, Mr. Uppity, talking like a normal man and stuff? I heard you, Johnny Danger. I know that's what kind of person you is, and that's why we did what we did. We're going to bring out the truth in Johnny Danger. You're Johnny White Man Danger, and we're going to show everybody, you know. And if we would have did what we did and catered to those fans, they would have been behind us. Look at your late, great Eddie Guerrero. When he cheating stuff in Magic, everybody, ha-ha, it's funny. So we come out there and we don't cater to people, and we do what we did. They want to be on the bad side. We don't like names because we speak the truth. We speak the truth. I'm better than all them castles, them black castles you see on TV. I know you laugh at them, so you know what I'm talking about, TD Jakes and all them. I actually speak the truth, and I bring the truth out of them people, whether it be with my mouth or with my fist or with my laughter. I'm going to bring the truth to Porterdale and let those folks know who Johnny Danger really is.
Okay, give me the truth if you're such a big man. 3 weeks ago, you and Quasi, you called me and my wife into the ring for an apology, and you put your hands on her. What was that all about?
The only reason I put my hands on your wife is because she had no business getting in that ring with us. Like I told you, Quasi is a manager, and you didn't have no business putting your hands on him. What y'all got, that's y'all beat. You shouldn't have put your hands on that. You shouldn't have had your wife in a wrestling ring. Now, those three ropes, those four poles, and that mat, that's a wrestler only. When your wife came in there, she pretty much signed the contract that she want her ass whooped. And that's why I put my hands on her.
Yeah, funny thing, though, you want to talk about whooping a woman's ass. I had one good eye. It took you, Quasi, and your boy DeAndre to hold me down and cane me. Real tough.
It don't matter how many of us took. It's still a fight. Quite like I told you before, Quasi, the manager, he a mouthpiece. You did what you did. You put that black man in the dress. He couldn't defend himself. He wearing a damn dress. So
and what am I, Montez?
There.
What am I? I'm not cleared to wrestle in PCW. I host a kids show, for God's sakes, and you guys attack me. Why don't you go after somebody like Supernatural? Why don't you go after somebody like that? They can fight
because
back.
Supernatural just put a man in the dress. Chip Date just put a man in the dress. Styler Cross didn't put a man in the dress. Johnny Danger put a man in the dress, and you mocked him and you laughed at him. And you did
Montez,
it.
I had nothing to do with that. That was a stipulation Quasi Mendisco signed off on for the match between De La Vega and Marco Polo. I had nothing to do with that.
You had everything to do with it. And you know it. Sitting there mocking the man. And then you're even more of a racist because I seen you come out there and you tried to rap one time. Who was you to be rapping? You stick to that rock and roll crap you know you white folk be doing. That jangling screaming you.
Montez, I have a question if you don't mind. What does MAIM stand for? M-A-I-M.
Everybody's been asking me what does MAIM stand for? What does MAIM stand for? I'm going to tell you, Jonathan Williams, just like I tell everybody else. Y'all are going to find out in time. But I will tell you this. All we going to do in Porterdale is MAIM people. But when we're ready for y'all to know what MAIM stands for, trust me, we'll let you and the rest of the world know.
Okay.
And what do you plan to do in Atlanta when you go head-to-head with Marco Polo?
I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to come in that ring. I'm going to put on my boot, and I'm going to kick somebody's ass. And it's going to be Marco Polo. I don't care about him being some kind of pimp. I don't care about the holes he brings to the ring. I don't care about a little Pepe Le Pew coat. I'm a shiny little bald head up real nice, and I'm going to kick his ass just like I did Johnny Danger.
All right. And then are you taking part in the show the following weekend?
I certainly ain't. If there's a ring there with, like I said, four corners, three ropes, you can put four ropes. I don't care if it's a boxing ring. I'll be there.
Larry, you got a question for TMZ?
No, I was just thinking that Pepe Le Pew reference. That was awesome. Man, I haven't heard that in years. But I tend to agree with our guest. I mean, and you know, I have to say, I always liked Curry Kid, and TMZ, you may disavow it, but I know you were Curry Kid.
I've spoken on the radio about it before. that gimmick, me and another person. I don't want to ruin it for him because he's still doing it. It was me and another guy. When he couldn't fulfill his bookings or he had family issues, I put on the gimmick and I went and I did the matches for him under the mask, whoop-de-whoop. But it was originally his gimmick. Like I said, I don't do it no more. I'm full-time who I am now, and I let him do that wherever the hell he wants to. So in other words, damn the Curry Kid for right now.
Okay.
Well, Montez, do you wrestle anywhere outside of PCW? Like you said, it's been a while since we've seen you there, and then you came back recently. But are you competing anywhere else?
I'm trying to make, as far as me being me, I'm trying to make that full-time PCW. I ain't trying to go nowhere else. But I don't hear about no other people in dresses and white folk rapping and their wives getting in there and stuff like that. You don't hear nothing like that at these other shows nowhere. So I said, if PCW only the main thing, I said, you know, I done been all over. Me and my buddies done been all over. Me and K-Knight, we go way back. So I said, the only place we ain't really conquered like that was Port there. So I just came down one week. And I stood in the shadows, and I just watched the show. And then I see all this mess going on. And I said, right then and there, they ain't even got to pay me. I'm full-time PCW. I'm coming to whoop Johnny Danger ass, and that's what I did. Anybody else on that list, all they're going to have to do is take it. It's going to be a one-side battle. It ain't much of a fight. It's just going to be a one-side battle. Just have to see it my way or else. Johnny Danger, I hope your Obamacare kick in and you get your eye fixed. But besides that, don't step in the ring with me.
All right. Well, we had Chuck Porterfield on a few minutes ago, and he's back to explain a little bit more about this Wednesday show. Chuck, are you there?
I am here. You know, I'm happy to report that TMZ is going to be in action on Wednesday. He is going to be facing Marco Polo in that ring, and hey, I don't know if Montez is still on the line, but man, you and I got a lot to talk about. That's all I got to say about that. But
I'm always on the line, brother.
My man, you and I, we got some talking to do. But anyway, Wednesday, PCW makes our return to Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to be at Actors Express for the show we've got called Mythos. You were asking earlier about what Reverend Dan's role in this is going to be. I apologize about my phone breaking up. I was in East Atlanta where phone lines and hearts break. But Reverend
By the
Dan
way, I live in East Atlanta. You see, look, I know the race is on the line. You have to do something about your porterhouse.
No, trust me. You and I got a lot in common, my friend. We'll talk about that later, you and I. All I can say is I'm on your side, TMZ. You gotta believe me on that. But we'll get to that business later. Wednesday, he's going to be facing Marco Polo. That should be one hell of a contest. But you're asking about what Reverend Dan is going to be doing, and he is going to be. It's going to be something we're trying out that he's going to be like our Shakespearean chorus. And that's really the best way I can describe it. But whatever it is, it's going to be unmistakably Reverend Dan. It's going to be him. He's very excited about it. We can't wait to try it out. You know, the main event is going to be Do or Die Chip Day defending the PCW Championship against Grotesque. We've got a stacked card, and I just can't wait for it. I hope that you guys are all able to make it out for it. But it's pretty exciting. It's the first time I really gotten to do some stuff behind the scenes like I really want to do, and it's empowering and terrifying at the same time. I'm not afraid to say, but it should be cool.
Now hold on a second, Chuck. What do you mean you're on Montez's side? You don't think that Johnny Danger is some kind of racist, do you?
Listen, Johnny, you and I, we don't really – listen, now is not the time or place about that, you know. I'm here to promote the show on Wednesday. I know that you're going to be doing Johnny Danger time there.
That's right.
I think it's a wonderful thing for children. I think kids love it. You know, it's not really – kids show on Wednesday, so we'll have to kind of see how it plays itself out. But, you know, I think when it comes to, you know, wrestlers, I think you're a great kids show host. That's all. That's all.
Well, I have a question for Chuck. I have a question for you, or if Johnny or Montez want to answer it. I'm just curious, what's the fan reaction to Grotesque been like since he's been back? Because it wasn't that long ago that he had Chip Day zip-tied to the ring ropes with a chainsaw coming his way. So it's an interesting rematch, and I understand people are not really behind Chip Day these days because of his change of attitude, so to speak. But what's the reaction to Grotesque like these days?
Well, to be quite frank, you know, we hadn't seen him since Sacred Ground Chapter 3 when he was, you know, we presumed put away for good in the Destroy All Monsters casket match. And then when he returned a few weeks ago in Porterdale, it had been over a year since we had seen him. And to be quite honest, the crowd had no idea what to think. They, I know he certainly scared a few people in the audience, but they were, it's really, honestly, it's hard for me to judge the reaction. I know it was one of the weirdest moments in PCW. And I think the crowd just did not know what the hell Grotesque was, which is, I mean, people who have locked up with him in the ring could probably say the same thing. They don't know what the hell he is. But it was a strange thing. And, you know, especially coming back to Atlanta, I feel like Atlanta is more his turf, if you will. You know, I think it's more his creeping grounds, if you will. So it should probably be a kind of you know, this show is not going to be a, like, no, the whole point of PCW is to try new things and to just show our love for professional wrestling and just try different things because we, you know, respect it and love it so much. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of wild cards at play on Wednesday. It's in front of a crowd that hopefully a lot of them will, this will be the very first time they've been to a professional wrestling show, you know, because it's at Actors Express, which, you know, they just recently had their run of Pluto. Prior to that, they had Venus and Furs. So this is an edgy, cutting edge. What's the word I'm looking for here? You know, an avant-garde theater that reaches out to a very sophisticated class of people. And not to suggest that in Avondale Estates, we were not reaching out to that same kind of audience, but it's different. I feel like this is us stepping our game up in a new way, and there are a lot of variables that have yet to be predicted. And I mean, I know the men and women in PCW are great. You know, I know that they put on the best show they possibly can. And I feel that way about a lot of the performers across Georgia. It's not just in PCW. You know, UIW Anarchy has some mighty fine athletes. But, you know, I believe these our talent know that the pressure is on. You know, this is coming back to Atlanta. There's been a lot of interest in this show. And, I mean, I know, guys, you know, all kidding aside, Johnny Danger, I know that if anybody loves PCW, it is Johnny Danger. And I know that whatever he is going to do out there, whether he's, you know, whether he's doing a kid show or he's wrestling, he's going to put his whole heart into it. I know Montez, when he is out there, you know, he that is a man that he's got a bright future. He is a very smart individual. He's a very cunning individual. And that can play itself out very well in the long run, you know. When you've got guys like Chip Day and Supernatural and the Revelation, Shane Marks, who really have, you know, demonstrated their worth and their talent in pro wrestling a lot of the time in the PCW ring, and really, you know, those are champions for us, you know. And if we've got those kinds of guys representing us, then I feel like, you know, we've got some great stuff, you know. I'm very excited for the show. I think it's, I mean, I don't want to, you know, say too much about it because I want there to be some surprises. But I can tell you already that I'm awfully proud of what we've come up with so far, and it should be pretty darn cool.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Chuck, and giving us some more info on that. I'm also glad TMZ was finally able to make it onto the show.
I had some what y'all people like to call black folk problems. You know how black folk are always late, so I eventually came, so you're welcome.
That's right. Because white people made the watches, am I right?
Shut up.
All right, well, we are out of time for this week, so thanks, everybody, for calling in. Next week, we're going to have possibly the Pope, a.k.a. Elijah Burke. I have not yet confirmed that, but he's wrestling on the Fireman Show, which I know the date has been changed to the 15th on that as well. We're also going to have someone from Mucha Lucha Atlanta, which right now it looks like it'll either be Cassandro Del Exotico or Hijo de Rey Mysterio, which is the other Rey Mysterio, not the WWE one. But there's a lot of shows that weekend, so we're probably going to have more than a couple of guests, and probably go over more than an hour next week. But anyway, we'll be back next week at 7. And in the meantime, go to GWH or GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com to find out about all the shows coming up between now and then. But we've mentioned most of them tonight. So I guess that's it. Did Larry, do you or Johnny have anything before we go?
I think you covered it. I'm glad you got something going with that Lucha show. I'm very interested in that.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be good, and I hope it does well because I know they're not using any local talent, so it's not a cheap show.
No.
But that's December 15th. We'll talk more about that next week, though. All right, Johnny, anything else from you?
No, I really got nothing else to say except I don't appreciate these accusations that were brought against me tonight. And hopefully all my friends and my fans, they know the real Johnny Danger, and they know that is not me.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can only base that on you know, what people know about you. So, I don't know. Kind of hard to say.
But you have been known to eat chicken with Eric Walker and the Washington Bullets, right?
Larry, I'll eat chicken with anybody, black, white, Chinese. I don't care, man.
All right.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to end. All right. Well, we'll be back next Monday, and thanks for listening.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.